So here we have Paul in Galatians. He's been continuing this discourse where he has been emphatically declaring to us what it looks like to be in the kingdom of God and this freedom that we have in Christ. He's been harping on and on and on about how we are free, and we are free because of what Christ has done. But then Paul comes to chapter 5 and he starts asking questions. He starts introducing this, okay, well, how then, what does it look like to live in this freedom of Christ? What does it look like to live out this freedom of Christ? And Paul really, he presents two kind of options that we have. He presents two opposing ways of being. He says the first one is filling or living out the works of the flesh. And now I think about that, and I kind of think about these well-worn patterns of sin that are in our life. And Paul speaks to this, and he says, look, there's this way of living that you can engage in where you are lying, you are worshiping other gods, you are living in idolatry, you are deceitful, you are envious of one another, you are participating in division and factions and dissension. And he says, this is a way you can live. But then he says, there's something else. There's another way you can live. Because if you think about those things I just mentioned, I just want to ask a question. Are those going to lead us to life? Or are they going to lead us to death? So Paul says, there's another way of being. There's another way to live. And he says this way is, it's walking in the Spirit. He actually says the outworking of this way leads us to producing fruit. Fruit of the Spirit. Now Demi's going to do a reading for us to tell us a little bit about more about what that fruit looks like.
Hi, I'm Demi, and today's Bible reading comes from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there are no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying of each other.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness. Paul says this is fruit, which I find is a really interesting metaphor, because fruit trees and fruit doesn't just pop up out of nowhere. It's planted. There's intentionality in it. There's purpose. People care for an orchard. They tend the orchard. This takes time. But what does this look like in our life? How do we produce fruit? Well, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about a way that enables us to produce the fruit of the Spirit is being with Jesus. Who's the person in your life that you're around the most, that you're with the most? For me, that's pretty easy. It's the lovely lady you just met reading this passage. It's Demi, my wife. See, as I've been with Demi throughout the years, being with her has actually affected me. It's changed me. It's helped me to become different and produce different fruit. I'll give you a really kind of silly example, but when I first met Demi, I was living in a bachelor's pad in Alex. And let's just be honest, it wasn't the most tidy place you've ever been to. We may have had cockroaches, a few of them, running around. They were residents. But anyhow, Demi had this thing where she would, after we used the kitchen, she would wipe down the counters. And I did the same thing, but she took out this like mysterious spray and started spraying everything and wiping it down meticulously and making sure it was clean. And I was like, why? What's the point of that? Like, there's a cloth, water, should be right. But then I actually found myself years down the road taking out the spray and cleaning the countertops quite meticulously as well. And I began to value that because it was something that Demi valued. Being with her affected me. And that's a really small example, but it goes to show that as we're with someone, we become more like that person. We take on some of their values and their character qualities because we love them and we value being with them. So the fruit of the Spirit, could it come because we're being with Jesus? It may not just be this. Sometimes people say walking by the Spirit is just going by the spur of the moment, but maybe it's not that. Maybe producing the fruit of the Spirit is actually spending time and being with Jesus. Sometimes I wonder if we, as Christians, have become almost more obsessed with believing in Jesus rather than being with Jesus. I want to say that again because I think I need to. I wonder if we've become more obsessed with believing in Jesus rather than being with Jesus. The believing in is great and it's important, but it should lead us to a place where we're with Jesus. You know, I can believe in Demi. I can know Demi exists. I can believe she exists. I can even sing about Demi and talk about Demi, but that's not going to hugely affect me. It's the being with Demi that begins to affect me. It's the being with her that begins to change and shift and produce different fruit in my life. See, I kind of wonder because Paul talks about these two different ways of living. He says there's this way of being where you can live and fulfill the well-worn patterns of sin, the envy, the strife, the jealousy, and there's idolatry and there's adultery and licentiousness and drunkenness. But oftentimes we kind of look at those in Christian circles and we don't look at maybe the other five or six that are factions and divisions and quarreling and jealousy. And why I was thinking about that is because I almost wonder if sometimes I look at the history of the church and I just see these division, like dividing. And I'm like, wait a second. Maybe we've lost the way and we just need to come back to being with Jesus rather than just believing in Jesus. So how do we be with Jesus? So how do we be with Jesus? Something that I've noticed is the importance of confession. And I just want to start with confessing myself. Man, I am jealous. I'm envious. I create factions. But the thing is that's really important is to acknowledge our propensity to do that. And confession of that, I believe, is really found in being with Jesus. Another thing that's really important is meditating on the words of Jesus. And what I mean by this is almost like looking at this fruit. What we can do with the words of Jesus is we can look at them and we can not just analyze them, but allow them to affect us. Allow them to sink within us and become a part of our way of being. To meditate on the words of Christ. The psalmist talks about this, how he said, "Man, I meditate on your law daily, day and night." And there's this meditation that isn't just a devotional reading of scripture. It's a focusing and it's allowing it to affect our way of living. The other thing that I was thinking about is choosing who we hang out with. Now, this doesn't mean that we create circles or people. We're very picky with who we hang out with, but it's choosing who we intentionally spend time with. Looking to the fruits of people's lives. Not just what they're saying, but what's actually coming up out of their life. Not out of their mouth, but out of their actions. How are they patient? Are they kind? And choosing to be around those people, because that's going to affect us. Be with people who are with Jesus. And like I said before, I think one of the most important things is to repent. Acknowledge our slipping into the well-worn ways of sin, of death, that we participate in throughout our lives. Acknowledging it and asking for forgiveness. Forgiving ourselves and forgiving others and receiving the grace that Paul has been hammering home that is for us, is extended towards us, receiving that and extending it towards others. See, I don't think it's a coincidence that it's key to be with Jesus, because Jesus actually told his disciples and he told people who were around him, he said, you know what? I am the vine and you are the branches. We're meant to be together all the time. Craig wrote this really cool song called Covenant, where he talks about how to love like Jesus loved, to live like Jesus lived. And I don't claim that I do that. And I sing this song not as a speaking of my reality, but as a hope to who I will be. I hope to love just like you did. I hope to give just like you did. I hope to live like you did. And I know I'm gonna fall short, but in being with Jesus, I wanna receive the forgiveness of Christ, and I wanna extend the forgiveness of Christ to others. So as Craig leads us in this song, I pray that this will be a moment where you can be with Jesus, not just believe in Jesus, but be with Jesus. Because it's being with him that will produce the fruit of the Spirit in our life.
Lord, have mercy on my soul. May I find forgiveness here as I surrender all. Receive my sacrifice of praise and exchange all my brokenness for righteousness and grace. And as your eyes roam the earth, the
Thanks so much, team. The last thing I wanted to kind of question to ask is, when we looked at the works of the flesh, we could see quickly that these were bringing death to relationships, they were bringing death to ourselves. But think about the fruit of the Spirit. Think about the metaphor there again. It doesn't just give my life life. Fruit of the Spirit don't just bring me life. They actually bring nourishment and life to everyone who engages them. So if we live as people who are revealing the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, which Paul says, against these things there's no law. It's almost like life begets life, begets life, begets life, and this life just flows out of us and into others and out of others into others, and maybe then people might encounter this goodness of God that tastes good. It's no wonder that Jesus said he's come that we might have life and have it to its fullest. But the question is, will we move from just belief and will we move into a space of being with? So may we be people who are found with Jesus, who meditate on the words of Christ and allow those words to sink into our lives, and who are quick to forgive and quick to repent of when we've fallen into those well-worn patterns of sin. And may we breathe in the forgiveness of Christ and breathe out the forgiveness and reconciliation of Christ to all humanity.